major. He also will be making a spacewalk 200,000 miles from the Earth to just about 40,000 miles from the Moon as he goes back out of the command module to the service module to retrieve the thousands of feet of film he will have shot of the Moon's surface in his very busy 3 days circling the Moon. It is now 4 minutes before the launch, and very shortly we will be picking up the voice of Jack King, the voice of Mission Control here at Cape Kennedy, who will be describing the events of the countdown into the liftoff itself. This is a $445 million adventure, a 12-day trip to the Moon, the longest ever, and expected to bring back more scientific knowledge than all of the space flights up to now. The weather has been good. It looks like the thousands of persons who have crowded here for the last summer launch in the entire Apollo program, the other's going to march in December, we'll get a good view. And here's Jack King.
General sequencer has been armed and we are go. Launch operations manager Paul Donnelly just wished the crew good luck and Godspeed and received an expression of thanks from all three crew members. We'll be coming up shortly on the automatic sequence. 3 minutes, 10 seconds, firing command enable. Firing command on. We have the firing command. We're now on the automatic sequence, and the tanks in the three stages of the Saturn V that contain those propellants will begin to pressurize. Mm-hmm. The countdown is still proceeding, and we're at now two minutes, 50 seconds and counting. We understand there is an estimate that there are more than a million people in the area here to view the launch. The traffic has been heavy since 2 o'clock this morning. The beaches are packed and the roads are packed. 2 minutes, 35 seconds and counting. We're monitoring our status board here in firing room one. Our ready lights are on, concerned with spacecraft, emergency detection system, instrument unit. Our preparations are complete and the automatic sequence is continuing. 2 minutes, 20 seconds and counting. We now have second stage liquid oxygen and third stage liquid oxygen supplies pressurized as the countdown continues. Coming up on the 2 minute mark, we'll be standing by for the cue ball cover to be retracted shortly atop the Saturn V vehicle. Mark, T minus two minutes and counting, still going well. Propellant stable on board the vehicle. The crew here in the firing room monitoring more than 300 red line values, watching temperatures and pressures to ensure they do not go above nominal. In the case that it did, any one of these key people could call in to hold the countdown. 1 minute, 36 seconds and counting, still going well. The pressurization sequence is still continuing in the vehicle. We're now 90 seconds away from liftoff, all still going well. We'll go on internal power with the vehicle at the 50-second mark in the count. We now get indications from our status board that all is still going well, and the third stage is now completely pressurized. Coming up shortly on the one-minute mark, we're now 70 seconds and counting. Second stage tanks are pressurized as our countdown continues. Mark, T-minus 60 seconds and counting on Apollo 15. The astronauts are go, launch vehicle and spacecraft components all go as our countdown proceeds. Now 50 seconds, we have the power transfer. The vehicle now on the battery power in the vehicle and all is still going well. Lunar Module Pilot Jim Irwin making some final checks, now passing the 40-second mark. Spacecraft Commander Dave Scott now has made his final check. That is aligning the guidance system. 30 seconds and counting. The guidance system will go internal at the 17-second mark. Now 25 seconds. We have complete clearance to launch. We are go. 20. 15 seconds, guidance internal, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, ignition sequence start, engines armed, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all engines running, launch commit, liftoff, we have liftoff at 9:34 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The tower is clear.
Beautiful. Every time. It's just so spectacular. It's hard to get in. It's got white. Beautiful. Blue. starting shaking here again.
Atmosphere decreases rapidly. It becomes a massive sight. I just never can imagine how big that is.
Just coming up on 2 minutes there.
9 miles downrange, 13, 14.5 miles height.
Charlie? Mark Charlie.
Roger, one Charlie.
Each of the S1Cs.
Roger.
Got about 30 seconds to staging to the cutoff of the
each
first
engine.
Each
of the engine. Five S1C engines gulping 3 tons of fuel per second.
The size of that plume.
Inboard?
That's your inboard?
That's the inboard shut off.
Right. Came a little earlier than we had. Oh, no, at 2:15, that's right. 2:38, we get the, in another 8 seconds, we should get the other four engines.
Flight dynamics reports go for staging.
Frankly, no atmospheric pressure there now, so this plume just goes out almost infinitely.
There's staging.
And that's spectacular. Wow. Maybe I think it's the whole bad day.
Roger.
Yeah, she's got ignition.
And you can see that big booster stage dropping away there.
That's the ignition. You have good thrust on the S2. All five are good.
That's good news to the crew. When you get all five of that second stage working, it means all five engines, of course, you're on your way.
73 miles downrange, 47.9 altitude.
Roger.
Staging is
Roger.
There goes the tower.
Roger, we confirm the skirt set. You're mode two.
Roger, mode two.
That tower, which has an escape rocket that can pull the command module away.
Roger.
Almost twice as big as the Redstone, which took Al Shepard and Gus Grissom on those first ballistic flights.
Amazing.
How far 155,000 pounds of thrust against 60,000, almost three times, against 60,000 pounds of thrust of the Redstone. That's just the
coming up on 10,000 feet per second mark, downrange 131, altitude 66.
That Redstone was used just a little over 10 years ago.
Yeah. This voice of Apollo, Mission Control in Houston now is Terry
Houston
White.
At 4, the guidance has converged. The CMC is go. Everything looks good.
Okay, go. Let's get up here.
That's good. Dave Scott.
Now at 35% of the velocity like needed to orbit.
Could also have been Worden, couldn't it, on command?
Dave is in the left seat on this phase of the mission, so he has to worry about the abort functions, and that's his go-no-go call, I believe.
Downrange 190 miles, altitude 79.
79 miles up and all the way down. We can still see it on the monitor. Isn't that amazing? Some camera.
In fact, I suspect the people on the beaches are turning their eyes away. That's beyond the visible range now, without aided eye.
Yeah. I hope they're all getting in their cars and trying to drive away and get away before we we have to make our getaway.
15, Houston, 5 minutes. Everything looks nominal. Your go.
Okay, go.
Thank you. Looks good up here. You just said 79 miles. I think a lot
of people should
go 20
miles. 40% of velocity needed.
Roger.
Beautiful launch. Beautiful, beautiful launch. And these three fellows
downrange
271,
altitude 88.
They've got a few maneuvers before they really start off to the moon. They've got to go into a parking orbit around the Earth for 1 2/3 turns of the Earth. That'll be at about 103 miles. Now, that's statute miles. What you hear?
Predicting nominal shutdown on the S2 stage.
Spin times are nominal. A level send time will be 8 plus 3, 4, and S2 cutoff at 9er plus 0, 9er. Over.
Roger, 8 plus 3, 4, and 9 plus 0, 9.
That's capsule communicator, Dr. Joseph Allen.
Yeah, S4B to COI. Mark, you have S4B to COI now.
S4B to COI.
So one of the scientist astronauts who is the capsule communicator from Houston. Terry White's the voice of Apollo. Flight director on duty right now, Gerald Griffin.
Range, altitude 94.5. Velocity 15,000 feet per second.
That translates at this point to about 14,000 miles an hour, a little less than that, 12,000 perhaps. You're hearing these distances are in nautical miles. In statute miles, the orbit will be at about 103 miles.
S4B to orbit capability.
Just about when everybody gets accustomed to that, we're going to go to meters. In fact, NASA, of course, has decreed that all of their new dimensions as they go along will be worked in the metric system rather than the foot and inch and miles.
One of the reasons this is necessary is so that we can link up with the Russians someday.
Quite true.
Now approaching 65% of velocity needed for orbit. Velocity now 16,700 feet per second. Official time of liftoff, 34 minutes, 00 seconds, 0.79.
That's terrible.
We'll do better next time.
Boy, the on-time liftoffs of this Apollo program have really been incredible. Just incredible.
The significance of that, and people lose sight of it a lot, is that this booster was built for manned flight. The other vehicles we had were built for weapon systems, and as a result, we always compromised one part or another, but this was built right from the very first nut and bolt to take man and boy.
You're building a passenger train instead of a freight.
Very good.
Communication seemed good on this liftoff, too. That was quite clear. We couldn't make out a few of those first words with liftoff, but from there on out, it was good.
Downrange 660 miles, altitude 95 miles, 78% velocity required for orbit.
15, yes, sir. Go ahead. 15, yes, sir. Go ahead. I say again, 15.
Houston 15, we didn't call. You got something?
You've had
BU
shift, and the thrust looks good.
Okay.
That's beautiful clear, isn't it?
Exquisite.
This is mission control.
Is that level sensor
now? Roger.
Yeah, the gang at the Cape now can relax, the launch crew. They've got another success on their hands. Of course, not until they get an Earth orbiter on the way to the moon, but Houston takes over just as you see in that picture when the booster, the base of that booster is clear of that tower. Then it's Houston's mission.
They've got one of the longest periods now before the launch.
About 6 seconds to staging.
Next one's scheduled for March as far as the Apollo program goes. Of course, they have other
Stand by for mode 4 capability.
Yes. Well, the launch crews will be working in. Yes.
Mark, you have mode 4 now.
Great.
Roger, in a good stage.
Roger.
Great. Now, that's very important, that
booster
second stage burn.
Thrust okay on the S4B stage.
You've had, you have good thrust on the S4B.
Roger.
Yeah, this is the one that takes the load out of Earth orbit. Yeah, that's very important. If she's burning well, then we know we've got...
960 miles downrange, 94.7 altitude, velocity 23,230.
Significantly, we forget that, is that this engine has to shut off in Earth orbit and then restart again to get it out of Earth orbit on the way to the moon.
Yeah.
Restarting was one of the more traumatic things we thought about when we were getting up to the Apollo 7 mission, our first flight. Now we accept that as a normal routine, much like going out to your car in the morning, turning the key, and you assume it will start.
So far it has, on every Apollo mission, right on schedule. That's the engine that, as you say, Wally, boosts them on into the translunar orbit, which comes after 1 2/3 orbits of the...